Hey folks, my name is Brett and I'm one of the hosts of Skeleton House, an audio-only Let's Play podcast where my two friends, Jess...
What is happening? Oh my god!
...and Steve...
Even he looks spooked.
...play through video games and I edit them, add context, and act as your eyeballs. Also, we have a cat. Come check us out at skeletonhouse.buzzsprout.com or look up Skeleton House on your favorite podcast app. Or your least favorite podcast app. I'm not here to tell you how to live your life.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys, here's to past Bill. Bye.
Right, hello. Welcome to attempt number 3 at trying to get myself into Mount Moon. If you're wondering what that means, it means that this is actually now my third attempt at trying to record this little bit of the session. Apologies for the mini hiatus that I've been on. There we are, look, 3 and a half hours in, basically. Got 9 on the Pokedex and 1 badge. Now, it's only 9 because of the evolutions. But here I am, outside Mount Moon. Now, I did try and play this on holiday for a bit, but sorry for the hiatus, I've been on holiday. Yay, welcome back. But it was difficult when you've got a 1-year-old who wants to have fun and wants to enjoy herself. She had a brilliant time, absolutely loved it, but unfortunately meant I didn't have the time I thought I would. I did start this at one point. I got inside Mount Moon, I fought Zubat, and she woke up and started demanding that I give her more bread. She absolutely loves bread. Can't say anything more than that. So here's my team. I've got Darnell, McPofasek, Scott Spot, and Ludwig. And we're going to go into Mount Moon and fight a couple of trainer battles. And then I'm going to use the time now while I'm talking, just to head back to town. Let's see how much money I've got. Bill, is that where I was to find out my money? Badges. That's all I've got. 1,500 poker dollars. I'm going to go back to town and purchase myself a few more potions, because I only have 2. And, I feel like I could do some more. So I tried this again this morning, just as I normally would. Didn't realise that my phone was, I'd put it on charge overnight, it hadn't charged. So I ended up getting into a couple of battles, 2 trainer battles, and then during the second trainer battle, while I was trying to beat up a Clefairy, who will fight momentarily, my battery died, so lost my save. Not the save, but I lost the game footage, and I lost my unsaved progress. So here I am again. It's probably some of the best nuzlocking I've ever done this morning. It was amazing, guys. You wouldn't believe it. It was just incredible. I don't know how I'm ever going to live up to that again. But unfortunately, you'll have to just listen to me, you know, rather lacklusterly go through it a second time. See if there's anything I'm going to be done about it. Right, I've got my potions. So they restore 20 health each. I've got Darnell out front. So, good old Darnell. Thanks, Auntie. You're a legend. So, my auntie sponsored me, and that's why it's called Darnell. Now, her first name is not Darnell. Obviously, because that's her guy's name, I think. Is Darnell okay? Oh, bloody. Sorry, I jumped down, so I have to go back. So Darnell is my Magikarp. Carp. And I kind of wish my aunt had said, you know, whatever you catch next, call it Gary, because I'd love to have a Gyarados called Gary. Sadly, it won't be the case on this time. If anyone does want to, you know, sponsor it, give some sponsorship to Motor Neurone Disease and go for Gary, I will try and save it to catch another Magikarp. Maybe have 2 Gyaradoses on my team. How cool would that be? two dragon Pokemon. Right, here we go. I'm into Mount Moon. I'm going to describe this for another time. It's very dingy and dark and manky. The floor is like a sort of green-brown pixelated colour in order to sort of make the appearance of moss. I've got a random encounter with Zubat, level 6. Out goes Darnell, level 5. Now, the really disappointing thing about this morning session, I'm going to swap in Zach. Zach seems to be okay in this dungeon. Really annoying thing about this morning session was that I managed to get Darnell up to level 7, and he's level 5 at the moment. There we go, it's not very effective. Sucked health from me, only 1 damage. I'm going to use Confusion, because it seems to be boss. Boom, whack, all the way down, dead. Super effective! See, Zach's a bit of a boss in this game. So that was disappointing. Now, I had only fought a couple of fights, and I'm going to try and whiz for them today. Wild Zubat appeared. Level 9 Zubat. Go Darnell. Darnell absolutely shits his pants. And it's time to swap him out. Out comes Zach. Enough Zach. I have to admit, the Clefairy fight was getting quite interesting, actually, because it kept singing my Pokemon to sleep, which was rather awkward. It's not very effective. Sucked health from Zach. Zach uses Confusion. I probably shouldn't bash out the Confusion so quickly, but it's just so effective. Critical hits. Super effective. Whack. It's dead. Darnell gained 34 experience points. Zach gained 34 experience points. So here we go. Here's the first trainer battle. This guy's a bug catcher. Now, he has a Weedle and a Kakuna from my memory of this morning. Bugcatcher wants to fight. Now, you will notice it's not windy today. That's why I was so pleased with this morning thing. I walked all the way to the train station. No wind. Go, Darnell. Darnell is bricking it. Darnell doesn't want to fight. Out comes Zach. Darnell, come back. Go, Zach. And we will use Poison Sting. It's super effective. What? No, I'm getting Confusion. Which I believe would also be super effective. Yes! A level 11 Weedle. It's super effective. Whack! It's dead. Darnell gained 60 experience points. Darnell grew to level 6. Get him, Carpy. So he's got 6 attack now. 1 per level. I remember rightly, when he went up to level 7, he still had 6 attack. Man. Magikarps suck. Right, Bugcatcher is back to his Kakuna. Will Bill change Pokemon? Yes. I'm going to swap back to Darnell. Get some juicy experience points, because you get loads of experience points from the trainer fights. Go Darnell, level 6, 18 out of 18 health. Fight, splash, Darnell uses splash. No effect. At least do 1 damage. Kakuna uses hard and its defense rises. Right, I think I'll swap back to Zach. Zach, I was really shitty about Zach at first when I got him. He's turned out to be quite useful. No, we didn't want to use String Shot. Oh, bugger. Oh, well, I'll use String Shot. So the Kakuna speed fell, but it uses Harden, making it even harder. Right. It's used 3 Hardens, guys. Do you reckon Confusion will kill it in 1? Zach used Confusion. Super effective. It goes down so quickly. He's down in 1. Whack! Even 3 Hardens couldn't save it from the Confusionator. Zach. Darnell gains 82 experience points. Zach gains 82 experience points. Bill defeats Bugcatcher. Fuck you, Bugcatcher. You were the worst type of Pokemon trainer. He says something lame that I can't bother to read. I saw them. I'm sure they're from Team Rocket. Oh yeah, there are people hanging around in the cave. Important information. Right, now the last time I read this sign, I got into a fight with Zubat the moment I tried to move. Beware, Zubat is a bloodsucker. No, didn't this time. Right, here we go. This is the lady. What? I'm waiting for friends to find me here. So you just hang around in dark, dingy caves waiting for friends to find you. Here's a lass who's wearing a ridiculously short skirt. I sent out Clefairy. So this is the fight I got to when my battery died. Now, this fight was proving very difficult. Alright, so Darnell's out. Darnell's packing his pants. I'm going to bring out Zach. Zach wasn't very good. The thing is, no one else is very strong. I'm going to bring him with Pugface. I'm going to Leech Seed, hopefully. It's probably going to send me straight to sleep. Because last time, he sent the Pugface to sleep, and he was asleep for ages, whereas Zach woke up fairly quickly. Right, use his Pound. Critical hit, you bastard. You bastard. Right, Leech Seed. Use his Leech Seed. Yes, seeded Clefairy. That sounds absolutely terrible. Terrible. Envy Clefairy uses Pound again. Lich Seed takes effect. Excellent. So that's going to keep it nice and even. Right, I'm going to Vine Whip for a critical hit. Does a decent amount of damage, but it's still in the green. Uses Pound. He's in 31. Lich Seed takes up 2. Yep, back up to 33. And that takes him into the orange. Right, so let's just tackle. Perfect, uses tackle. That seems to be stronger than Whip. No, about the same. Uses Growl, so my attack's going to fall. Right, okay. I'm going to use... Oh, and Leech Seeds. Takes me up to 35. Oh, man, this fight has been so much easier this time around. This is really difficult the last time. This is what I mean. I was doing some great Nuzlocking. There we go. Vine Whip. Critical hit. It's a dead Clefairy. Darnell gains 102 experience points. Darnell goes to level 7. Booker. Well, Perfect gains 102 experience points. Spill defeats Lass. Screw you, Lass. Right, I'm in a lot better shape than I was last time I got to this point. Bill gets $210. What's this Doris got saying? I hear there are some very rare fossils here. Oh, there are. Right, let's go a bit deeper. Oh, right, okay, so wandering around this cave, like I said, it's kind of like green and brown mossy floor, and it's almost like the reverse for the walls, where the walls are a bit more brown than green. Now, there's a little hole in the ground with a ladder. Getting into a random encounter. Who's it with? A Zubat! See, I've only had Zubat so far. I got into a fight with a Parasect. Paris. On my last game. Go Darnell! Oh, they're both level 7. Could I splash it to death? No, because splash does nothing. Pokemon, let's come out, Zach. Now, the reason I'm using Zach is because Leech Life seems to be super effective against
poor old Pokeface, whereas it only does one damage against Zach, so he seems to be the one for this.
Let's just use Tackle. Quite a high level. Yeah, I don't want to waste all my confusions. I might need him for more bug catchers if they're standing around in this cave. Not very effective. One health. Tackle again. He was down to half health last time. Oh, he's got a tiny little bit of health left. He uses Leech Life. That's probably why he's surviving, because he's Leech Lifing for one health each time. Not very effective. Sucked health from Zach. Zach uses Tackle. And it's a dead crappy Zubat. Darnell gains 27 experience points. Zach gains 27 experience points. It wasn't worth my time. Right, do I want to go down here or do I want to keep exploring? What's down here? Oh, another train battle. Oh man, these caves are going to be big and boring, aren't they? I'll probably definitely need to come out at some point. I don't want to waste all my potions. Right, so I'm just going to use Zach to kill all the Zubats, which seems to be plentiful at the moment. He's supersonic. Oh, what does that do? Does that get confused? Oh, I'm going to use confusion. Zach is confused. Zach used confusion. Ha ha ha. Boom. Whack. Level 11. Down in 1. Son of a bitch. Darnell gains 42. Zach gains 42. Excellent. See, good grinding. Oh. Going to Train Bell. What? Don't sneak up on me. Sneak up on you? I didn't even see you. You came over to me. Arse. Oh, my God. That is a weird sprite. Super Nerd, who's on his knees for some reason. What's the fight? Super Nerd sent out Magnemite. Ooh, an Electric Mon. It's going to be good against it. Alright, Darnell's going to be shit against it. Isn't Pokeface strong against that? And a Zubat? I'm going to go with Pokeface, based on the fact that he is at least 7 levels higher than the Magnemite. Tackle. Does very little damage. And the Leech Seed. As always, just keep my health a little bumped up. We're seeded. Is this tackle? Critical hit. It only does a few bits of damage. Takes me into the yellow, 29. Leech Seed does 1. Ooh. Takes me back into the green. Let's Vine Whip. Yeah, man, I'm going to run out of Vine Whips very quickly. Does a decent amount of damage. Uses tackle. Takes down 2. Out comes the Leech Seed, it brings me up 1. Man, why is that so shy? It must have really low health. I'm sure that works on percentages. Use Tackle, and it's dead. Darnell gains 103! Pokeface gains 103. Good grinding, guys, good grinding. Super Nerd is about to use Voltorb. Will Bill change Pokemon? Yes. Back to Darnell. Level 11. Pokeface, come back. Go, Darnell! Oh, Darnell takes one look at the Voltorb and craps his pants. I think that's going to be the phrase for Darnell. It craps his pants until it becomes a Gary. Once it's a mighty Gary, it shall be the Garyest of Gary doses. Use a screech. What does screech do? Oh, burns my ears. My defense greatly fell. Oh, I don't like the sound of that. Zach, out you come. All right, I'm splitting the XP on this one. Use screech, but it failed. Excellent. I'm going to use confusion. Use a screech, but it fails. That means it's confusion. It hits. It's a decent bit of damage. Let's just tackle. Oh, it uses screech. My defense greatly fell. I don't like the words greatly fell. That didn't really do enough. Oh, it tackled me and it did like 4 damage. There we go. Confusion, critical hit. It's dead Voltorb. Alright, I had to split. Ooh! See, splitting it between 3, the EXP, and it was still 79 for Darnell. Darnell grew to level 8! Yes! Between Sunshine. My Poface gained 79 experience base. Zach gained 79. Bill defeated Super Nerd. Super Nerd, my Pokemon won't do! No, they won't. $275 for winning. See, money's going up slowly. Oh, it's an item. Oh, and there's a random encounter. Was it? Zubat? Yeah. Zubat. Bloody Zubat. Level 7. Oh, Darnell, yes! Finally, Darnell's a higher level than something. But it's still a piece of crap. And it will come out. Darnell, enough. Come back. Go, Zach. So here we go. Here's Zach. Hope you guys can hear the music. I didn't do a test beforehand. Not very effective. So I can tell from Zach. Still got 18 out of 25 confusions. Yeah, I think I did. I'm definitely going to come out to the poker set before I finish. I'm not going to get that far through the day. Whack! Dead. Sorry, I forgot the whack. Time's it. Yeah, so about 10 minutes or so. Okay, 27 experience points. What's the item? Bill found potion. Oh, fuck's sake. I just bought a load of potions. And I'm going to get into a fight before I can move. That seems to be a common thing. Never do that. Jesus, man. Level 6. I feel like if Darnell had a move. Wait. Has Darnell got a move? I've got a TM somewhere. I'm sure it's like a water one as well. Could I make him the most powerful Magikarp known to man? Anyway, Zubat uses Leech Life, takes down 1 damage. It's got 4 health, so that's pointless. I'm just going to tackle it. I'm over half, double the amount of life it's got. Life? Level. It's level 6, I'm 13. I've got double the level it's on. Another effective, takes it back up. I'm just going to get in tackle. Could have confusioned it in 1. Oh, there we go. Critical hit with the tackles down in 2. Zubat fainted. Darnell getting 23 experience points. Zach gains 23. Zach grew to level 14. Good work, Zach. 22 attack, 23 defense, 26 speed, 30 special. He's got a decent special. Right. Another item here. Bill found rare candy. What does rare candy do? Didn't want to do that. There's a minion. Item. Well, I'm sure I've got a TM somewhere. Booted up TM. It contained Bide. Bide. I don't want to see which Pokemon. TM12. Use. Booted up TM. It contains Water Gun. Teach Water Gun to a Pokemon? Yes. Oh, Darnell's not able to learn it. He's a fish! Ooh, listen to the music. He really dipped. Nope. Damn it. Touchscreen controls not going where I want them to. Another Zubat. So far, I've only encountered wild Zubats. That's nuts. I encountered a Geodude and a Paris on my last go. The one that, sadly, never made it. Anyway, level 6. I'm going to send out Zach, because Zach's fighting all the Zubats. I really want more so I can get my Pug Face up. This is Leech Life. Oh no, it does 1 damage. It's not very effective. Sucked off from Zubat. Let's use Confusion. We confuse the bastard just to kill it in 1. Whack! It's dead. Super effective. Enemy Zubat fainted. Darnell gained 23 experience points. Darnell gained 23 experience points. Good. There's another train about what I want to get to. I think, Geodude. Finally, something different. Well, Geodude appear. Level 8. Oh man, I love the Geodude in my team. Well, we're not going to Zubat. Bloody Ludwig. Oh yeah. Getting things from this morning. Sorry, Jake. I hate Ludwig. Yeah, a good friend of mine, Jake, sponsored us, wanted me to call it Ludwig. Unfortunately, he was a Zubat. And Zubats suck balls. I don't even know if I can be bothered to level him up. I think once I get out of Mount Moon, I may find something interesting. Well, see, the thing is, I've still got one spot left to fill up my team to six. Yeah, attack wasn't very effective. But it's not really doing much damage to me. I'm going to vine with it. Yeah, so I've got one spot left to fill. So I feel like in two towns' time, I will catch an interesting Pokemon. Super effective vine whip, Geodude's fainting. I now gain 49, Pokeface gains 49. And I will probably just sack off some of these people. Oh, there's an item there that I've missed. Right, but I'm getting into train battle. Go through this cave to get to Cerulean City. Bugcatcher! Yeah. You're gonna get killed. Bugcatcher's in the academy! Alright, I think this is a Darnell Zach combo all the way. Right. Switching Darnell for Zach. Level 14 Zach versus level 10 Caterpie. Use a string shot. Slows me down. But, oh, get on that item. Fight. Confusion. Use confusion. Is it going to whack it? Oh, it didn't kill it at one. But it became confused. Enemy Caterpie is confused. It hurt itself in its confusion. Kill yourself. Oh, nearly. Just going to tackle. It's a waste of energy. Enemy Caterpie fainted. Darnell gained 55. Zach gained 55. Bugcatcher is about to use Metapod. Metapod. Yes, I will change Pokemon. I want Darnell to see all the scary Pokemon. So that when it becomes the scariest Pokemon now alive, it will know the fear that they have felt. Out goes Darnell. Back comes Darnell. Out comes Zach. This is probably adding quite a bit to my playthrough. Oh, grinding Magikarps, guys. Not always the funniest thing, but given my early... Oh man, that didn't kill it either. I guess Metapods and Caterpie seem to be a bit less affected by confusion. It's super effective against the Weedles. So they must be pure bug, whereas the Weedles must be poison. Is that right? Oh yeah, because the Weedles got a cone on its head. A cone. Cone head. It's about to use Caterpie. And we'll be transferring one. Yes. Bring out Darnell. Go, Darnell! You can do it, level 9, Darnell! Oh, level 9. I'm really pleased with that. Fight, splash, no. Pokemon, out comes Zach. I should really get Scott's spot up as well. I feel like a Thero would be quite a useful member of the team. That means a tackle, there's 2 damage. I'm going to use confusion. So, yeah, it doesn't say super effective. I'm getting quite low actually. I'm going to use a tackle. I'm going to use a potion after this on Zach to make sure he's nice and healthy. Oh, he's got 1 HP left. Take him down to 14 out of 44 health. So my potion will bring me up to 34. Darnell gained 55. Zach gained 55. Build defeated Bugcatcher. I lost. Yes. Don't be hanging around rock caves with bug Pokemon, you dick. Says the man who's so far pretty much only used a bug Pokemon. There's a potion, 7 potions. Use potion on Zach. There we go, back up to 34. Alright, let's go back and get this item up here. Bill found escape rope. Useful. Alright, nothing up here. Oh. I'm sure I saw her earlier. Bloody Zubat! Just well, yeah, I think I'm going to clear out this floor. Don't want to head downstairs yet. And then I'll get back to work. My real work. Alright, Zubat. Out comes Zach. I suppose it's been a good levelling process for Zach. Because my Pokeface is 18, so he's well ahead of the enemies around this area. All the trainer battles seem to be like around... Oh, critical hit, did 1 health. Not very effective. Yeah, all the trainer battles, they seem to be around sort of level 12, 13, which is like Zach's now level 14. The Poface is 18, so he's well equipped for this. Dino gains 30 experience points. Thank you, 30 experience points. I suppose really I should find out at what level. Oh, there's a different thing. Oh, and another train about. Right, let me go back. Oh, man, I'm going to have a look at the map for this dungeon. I just don't feel like this is going to make very exciting radio for you people out there in podcast inland. Bring up Zach. Enough. Come back. Go, Zach. This is leech life. Takes out one health. Not really effective. Of course it's not effective, because you suck. Confusion. Deadly one. Cool. Super effective. Super effective. Take some points. Right, let's fight this girl. Come on, quick, before I get into fight. Yes! Wow, it's way bigger in here than I thought. Haha, that's what all the ladies say. Boom! Oh, it's another lass, short skirt. She's got two mons in her pockets. What pockets? She's got an oddish. Ooh! Go, Darnell. That oddish is a grassy type Pokemon. So. Pokeface shouldn't have any trouble with it. Come on, Pokeface. And you'll just use this absorb. Fucking things keep just taking the life out of me. It's just one damage, not very effective. So pills from Pokeface. Let's use tackle. See what I do, because I'm 7 levels above it. Oh, critical hit. Takes you right into the yellow. Let's use absorb. Not very effective, so I'll take from Pokeface, tackle. And it's dead. And the oddest strength is Darnell gain 91 experience points. Excellent. 91 experience points from Pokeface. Lass is about to use Bellsprout. Ooh. Yes, I will change Pokemon. I'll send Darnell out to see the face of the enemy before he cowers in fear. Oh man. Bellsprout looks freaky. I get freaky. I get nasty. Wind! Where did that wind come from? No! I don't want wind. Darnell is already out. What am I doing? Get distracted for a second. Here comes Pokeface. Enemy Bellsprout uses growth. Ooh. Enemy Bellsprout special rose. Oh shit. I'm going to Vine Whip you. I think it'll be very effective though, because he's grass. Oh, I quickly hit, there's bug all damage. That was silly. Use his Vine Whip. There's one damage, not very effective. Right, okay. That's your special move. I'm going to Leech Seed you, just in case this battle goes on for a little bit. Oh, it evaded the protect. Use his Vine Whip again. There's one damage, not very effective. Leech Seed again. Oh, I guess I can't. Tackle! I'm just gonna tackle it. Just gonna kill it. Look at that. Decent amount of damage tackle. Sometimes there's only one way to win a fight, and that's to belligerently batter something in the face. Belligerently? I don't think that's the right word. Oh well, Darnell gains that 9 special. Go, Darnell, level 10! Awesome boobage, man. Pro-facing is 9. Ill defeated Lass. Good old Lass. Oh, I lost it. Oh, yes, you did. So if I come down here. Get into a shitty fight, probably with Zubat. Fucking Zubat! Man, I've had one Geodude. Go, Darnell. Go, Darnell. All your wildest dreams will come true when you become a Gary. Enough, Darnell. Come back. Out goes Zach. Oh, excuse me. Leech life. 32. I go down to 31. Yep, 31. Not very effective. Sucked out from Zach for no reason whatsoever. Confusion. Dead in one. Whack! Whack! Dead! Yeah. Ah, right. That's the hole from earlier. Time's it. So there is a train... Yeah, half past. I better go back to it. So there is a train about around the corner. There's two exits by the looks of it. And Zubat. Gonna go back to the Poké Center, heal up, and save the game. So I'll have to take on the second floor tomorrow. Tomorrow? What's tomorrow? Friday? No, I'll probably have to take on the second floor next week. I want to play some Phantasy Star 2 tomorrow. uses confusion. Super effective. Two wet dies. Get 27 experience points shared between my lovely mons. I'm a Vizubat. Oh, it's a Geodude! Yes, finally. Jesus Christ. Where? Get back to work. Zach. No, I don't want Zach. Shit, what did I do that for? Is he going to be effective against a flying type? Use tackle. No, it does bugle damage. Use confusion. Oh, whack, down in one. Man, Zach is an absolute boss in this cave. 49 experience points each. Nothing happens. There's the first lass I fought. Geodude! Look, I'm a Geodude. I didn't blow fire. He was my first mon when you came into this thing. I sent out an army of Zubats. Enough, Darnell. Enough looking a Geodude. Go, Zach. Get it. Geodude uses tackle. Finally takes me into the yellow. 24 out of 44 health. Uses confusion, and it doesn't kill it in one. This is tackle. I'm going to tackle you. So I'm 8 level. Oh, man, that does nothing. Geodude uses tackle. It's a little bit of damage. It's confusion, because tackles will take forever. Kill it. Geodude fainted. Darnell Vent. 49 experience points each. Yes, and there's the exit. And I'm out on Zubat Hell. Into the poke center. Heal up. Back to yeah, thank you, Joy. Just stick him on. Stick him in the rack. Heal him up. One slot missing. Always missing. Poor old Colin. Right, let's head outside. Let's bring up my menu. Let's save the game. Save. Yes. Now saving. We'll save the game. There we go. Oh, it took 3 attempts to clear out the first floor. There's definitely one more trainer battle that I can see on the first floor of Mount Moon, and then I get onto the second floor. So I'll do that another day, hopefully soon. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this week's Nuzzers. Nuzzers. Ooh, I like that. Anyway, that's been enough from my Kanto Reborn. I'll see you all another day. Au revoir.
Do you want to know what this podcast is? I imagine that right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole, Do you believe in fate, listener? Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because we formed opinions on something. Podcasters Assemble is everywhere. We are all around you, even now in this very room. You hear us when you put on your headphones or log into Patreon. You can feel us when you go to work. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Press skip. The story ends. You wake up at your job and believe whatever you want to believe. You press play. You stay in Wonderland, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all we're offering you are our opinions, nothing more. No one can be told what Podcasters Assemble is. You must experience it for yourself.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.